Watch for.
I'd be looking at salinity or total dissolved solids, nitrogen levels, and in particular looking at nitrates and nitrites, bacteria, and then blue-green algae. If those weren't really what came up, I'd be thinking about some accidental sources of contamination like petroleum spills or pesticide spills or fertilizer spills, but you wouldn't really test for those so much in the water as you would look for evidence of that having happened around the water.
Bacteria often develop when animals are loafing in the pond. Nitrates come from fertilizer runoff, and if it converts to nitrites, can prevent oxygen from being carried in the blood. High salinity or saltiness can upset the animal's water balance and even cause death.
Once we start getting above about 5,000 parts per million, you can start having problems with your animals not wanting to drink. It may not be safe for calves or pregnant females. And then anything over 7,000 parts per million, you really need to avoid. And over 10,000 would be unsafe and shouldn't be used at all.
Fernandez says to take a water sample to your local extension office and have them test it. He recommends testing twice a year, once when the water quality is best, which tends to be when levels are high from fresh rainfall, and the other time would be usually in late summer when water levels are low and the animals have been loafing in it. Learn more about water quality for livestock at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
We're here because you're here. Shopping locally and listening locally. On your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM stereo. WRDN, Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm. And 107.3 FM. Translator, W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. More than 50 Texas Democrats remain AWOL from Austin, refusing to vote on a new map of the state's congressional districts. Here's ABC Chief White House Correspondent Mary Bruce.
The congressional map is not linked to presidential races. Instead, it's usually tied to the once-a-decade census. Still, the president pushing for a new Texas map to give Republicans five new seats in Congress. But a vote can't happen without Democrats present, and dozens have fled the state. Texas Governor Abbott has already threatened to arrest them. Now he's calling on the state Supreme Court to remove the top Democrat, Gene Wu, from office.
Gene Wu telling ABC News those seats do not belong to Donald Trump. They belong to the American people. Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy pulling $500 million in funding for vaccines that are developed using mRNA technology. Sources say Vice President J.D. Vance is expected to host top administration officials tonight for a strategy session on the Epstein files. This is ABC News. A new report on crime shows a dramatic decline in 2024. ABC's Michelle Franzen has the numbers.
According to FBI data from 87% of law enforcement agencies nationwide, violent crime dropped last year from the previous year. The FBI shows in 2023 there were 379.5 violent crimes per 100,000 residents. In 2024, that number of violent crimes fell to 359.1, or a nearly 5% decrease. The annual report also shows homicides nationwide dropped by nearly 15%. The FBI says the number of assaults on law enforcement officers increased by 2,000 during the same time period.
The push to add the popular buy now, pay later loans to credit scores is hitting a roadblock. Some of the biggest providers of the loans, including Klarna and BNPL, are holding back on sharing data. They say they want assurances their customers' credit scores won't be penalized for taking out the loans. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Good morning, Doctor.
Doctor.
Hi, Doctor.
Doctor.
Dr. Jackson's practice is growing.
What do you mean we're still short-staffed?
He needs a good patient doctor.
How do we not have enough doctors to doctor all these patients?
And he doesn't have the patience to sift through hundreds of resumes.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
If you have back-to-school shopping to do, then you should make Macy's your first stop. Because Macy's has back-to-school styles from brands like Nike and Jordan, must-have denim from Levi's and Good American. And now, Macy's has Abercrombie Kids, too. It's all in one place, all at great prices. And here's another reason to come in. If you're already at Macy's and you saved so much, you could stop by the fragrance counter and pick up something for yourself, too. The best back-to-school styles are here now at Macy's.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep,
might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true. We take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly cloudy, highs in the low 80s. Some showers and storms possible this afternoon. A few storms tonight, lows around 68. Scattered storm possible on Thursday, otherwise mostly sunny and 86. For Thursday night, partly cloudy and 69. Friday, sunshine, 90 degrees, upper 80s on your Saturday. It's 64 at our studios.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. A three-day trial has been delayed for a Jordanian man accused of raping a central Wisconsin woman. Mohammed Al-Sayari is accused of forcing himself on the woman who he married under Sharia law, though no legal record of the marriage exists in the U.S. courts. Al-Sayari faces decades in prison if he's found guilty. Prison time for a Wisconsin man convicted of a chemical weapons charge. A federal judge sentenced James Morgan to 29 months in prison last week for possessing chemical weapons precursors. Morgan entered a guilty plea in April on a count for possessing chemicals that combine to create chlorine and chlorine gas. And an expansion at Eli Lilly in Kenosha County will get support from Wisconsin. Governor Tony Evers announced Tuesday the pharmaceutical company will qualify for $100 million in tax credits based on future performance. That expansion is expected to add 750 jobs. Tad Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Get the equipment and trucks you need at Ritchie Brothers' next Great Lakes Regional event on August 7th and 8th. This absolute unreserved auction will feature online bidding, and items are located in Columbus, Chicago, and Detroit. Choose from close to 1,000 items, including a wide selection of construction equipment, truck tractors, and more. Don't miss Ritchie Brothers' Great Lakes Regional event on August 7th and 8th. For more details, visit rbauction.com. Again, that's rbauction.com.
Good morning. It's 7:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by the Chen Fitz Smith Funeral Home, serving the Mondovi area and featuring monuments from lifetime memorials. Shaw's LP Gas and Appliance, downtown Durand. Adams Super Service, your partners network, Car Care Center, Durand. Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West, Durand. Healthcare your way. Find out more at provisions.health. And Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy partner. One man is in custody after a manhunt in Wabasha County yesterday. According to the Wabasha and Olmsted County Sheriff's Departments, the incident began yesterday morning in Olmsted County after deputies responded to a suspicious vehicle with a man slumped over the steering wheel near Elgin. When deputies arrived, the man fled. He ended up hitting another car in Wabasha County on County Road 25. The man then fled that scene, broke into a nearby building, and fled into a cornfield. After an extensive search, he was later arrested. According to the Minnesota State Patrol, the suspect was identified as Drew Douglas Wisco Davis. The Buffalo County Highway Department will begin construction on Highway Double B today. That project will be from Highway 10 south to the Naples Town Hall and will include culvert replacement, widening, and milling of the pavement. Highway Double B will remain open to traffic, but motorists should expect delays. One person was hospitalized following an apartment fire in Eau Claire. The Eau Claire Fire Department says the tenant found smoke and fire in her kitchen when they arrived. Crews found heavy smoke coming from a third-floor apartment and initiated an evacuation. One cat was found unharmed, and another person living there was treated at the scene before being transported to the hospital. The cause of that fire is still under investigation. That apartment fire broke out at a property on South Barstow Street and caused an estimated $40,000 in damage. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers was in western Wisconsin yesterday talking about health care. The governor visited the Chippewa Valley Free Clinic, where he talked about his concerns about the impacts of the recently passed budget reconciliation bill and what it would have on Badger State residents. The governor says that an estimated 270,000 people living in Wisconsin stand to lose their health care coverage. Celebrating 1 year of the state's home energy rebate programs, Wisconsin received $149 million under the Inflation Reduction Act for the Home Efficiency Rebate and Home Electrification and Appliance Rebate programs. Those programs are administered by the State Public Service Commission. Governor Evers says more than $2 million in rebates have been distributed, helping Wisconsin families make home upgrades and keep more money in their pockets. Just under $75 million went to the HERE program, providing discounts for installing energy-efficient appliances. Another $75 million went towards the HOMES program for whole home efficiency improvements. You're listening to WRDN News.
Healthcare your way. I'm nurse practitioner Nikki Gillis from Provisions Health of Durand. At Provisions Health, we provide convenient, affordable, and personalized healthcare services to individuals, families, and businesses in and around our community. From in-person or telehealth, simple acute care visits, DOT, and workplace physicals, and affordable lab testing services without a doctor's order, health and wellness is our priority. Visit Provisions Health, 309 3rd Avenue West, Durand, or online at provisions.health.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Make sure your vehicle starts in the heat with a new MVP Platinum battery from Adam Super Service, your partner's network car care center in Durand. Now through August 31st, save $25 on FVP Platinum batteries or $15 on FVP Volt Edge AC Delco and Motocraft batteries. Your partner's network car care center is Adam Super Service, downtown Durand.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
A Wisconsin man was sentenced to 29 months in prison for possessing precursors to chemical weapons. James Morgan entered a guilty plea earlier this year after the FBI executed a search warrant on his storage unit and found the chemicals. His messages described a plan to take out approximately 20 government agents using large amounts of chlorine. Morgan was a chemistry student at UW-Whitewater and described himself as a weapons designer. Another batch of inactive Wisconsin voters have been pulled from the voting rolls. The Wisconsin Elections Commission says 192,000 voters were removed as part of an ongoing maintenance of the rolls. Administrator Megan Wolf says anyone who hasn't voted in 4 years will be removed to ensure that the list of voters is accurate in each voting district. Wisconsin has at the polls registration. So if your name has been pulled from the list and you've forgotten to register, you can still cast a ballot on Election Day. Some Wisconsin members of Congress want to make sure that airlines continue to have two pilots in the cockpit. In separate letters to the Department of Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy, 45 U.S. senators and more than 150 House members are urging him to oppose efforts to examine and test out proposals for having a single pilot operate commercial passenger flights. Current U.S. policy dictates no airline can operate an airplane with less than the minimum flight crew of two pilots, and the lawmakers say that ought to remain the standard. Wisconsin House Republican Tony Weed, House Democrats Gwen Moore and Mark Pocan, and Democratic Senator Tammy Baldwin all signed the letters. Duffy, a former Wisconsin congressman, has not commented on the issue since being appointed Secretary of Transportation. Harley-Davidson has a new leader. The Milwaukee-based motorcycle maker announced Monday that Artie Starrs will be its next president and chief executive officer. Starrs previously served as CEO of Topgolf Callaway Brands. Prior to that, he held leadership roles with Pizza Hut. Starrs will begin his new duties in October, succeeding Jochen Zeitz, who is retiring. Harley-Davidson is struggling to attract young customers amid declining demand for its large motorcycles. Milwaukee will host another convention of Republicans. This time it's the Young Republican National Convention in August of 2027. The gathering, put together by the Young Republican National Federation, is expected to draw 1,200 attendees and generate about $1 million in economic activity for the region. Last year, Milwaukee hosted the 2024 Republican National Convention, which brought in over $300 million of business impact. Wisconsin has been a key state in deciding the most recent presidential elections. You're listening to WRDN News.
Shawls Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shawls customers have come to know and trust. Shawls offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shawls is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shawls Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shawls Gas, downtown Durand.
Services as unique as the life lived. That's the goal of the Chentfit Smith Funeral Home of Mondovi. Those services begin with the decisions you make now, taking the pressure and stress away from those closest to you by pre-planning with the pre-planning specialists at Chentfit Smith. You can even prepay and take that financial burden away too. Go to chentfit-smith.com and get your questions answered about pre-planning or to schedule your personal appointment today. They do so much more. Call or visit them today in Mondovi, Chentfit Smith Funeral Home, for services as unique as the life lived.
A bear with a plastic jar stuck on its head was freed over the weekend in northwest Wisconsin. According to the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources, the 70-pound, 2-year-old sow was first spotted with the jar on her head July 26th, and she traveled more than 50 miles for about a week while in that predicament. She was spotted in Sawyer, Bayfield, and Douglas counties. After over a week of monitoring and trapping efforts, reports of the bear over the weekend indicated she was likely returning to the area where she was first spotted. On Sunday, near Cable in Sawyer County, a trained wildlife professional was able to safely dart the bear with a drug so that the jar could be removed. The sow did not have any injuries and has been relocated to a safe wooded area to recover. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekens.
The Dairy Farm families of AMPI are proud to share their award-winning butter and cheese with you. Find the Dinner Bell Creamery brand in your favorite store and bring home the taste of farm-fresh goodness. Farmer-owned and co-op crafted, our commitment runs deep to care for our land, animals, cooperative, and communities. The result is award-winning butter and cheese, where the heart of the Midwest shines through in every flavorful bite. Find us online at dinnerbellcreamery.coop or follow along on Facebook and Instagram. Dinner Bell Creamery, co-op crafted by farmers, made for families.
Every piece of land tells a story. The right equipment helps you tell it your way. Impromptu ball games, evenings with friends, or working on your own little piece of paradise. That's your story. A John Deere mower from Tractor Central helps you get there with precision, comfort, speed, and even a little fun. Visit Tractor Central to find the right John Deere lawn tractor or zero turn for your property. And a quality cut? That's only the beginning. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
It's a John Deere day.
The Minnesota Twins evened up their series against the Detroit Tigers with a 6-3 win last night. Luke Kuechel hit his first major league homer and drove in 3 runs in his first game off the injured list. Trevor Larnach also went deep in the victory, while Zebby Matthews earned his 3rd win after striking out 6 and allowing just 1 run on 5 hits in 5 innings. The Twins will go for the series win over the Tigers this afternoon. Minnesota Vikings wide receiver Jordan Addison has been suspended for the first 3 games of the upcoming season for violating the NFL's substance abuse policy. Multiple reports say Addison's suspension comes after he pleaded no contest to a lesser charge related to a 2024 DUI arrest near LAX in July. As part of his agreement, the third-year receiver will receive 12 months of probation, pay a $390 fine, and complete 2 online courses. Addison will be permitted to participate in all training camp activities, including preseason games, without restriction. In other team news, former Vikings linebacker Anthony Barr announced his retirement yesterday. The Minnesota Lynx rallied late to take down the Seattle Storm 91-87 last night. The game was tied at 70 with 4 minutes left in regulation before Minnesota went on a 9-0 run to take control of the contest. Courtney Williams poured in 20 in the victory, while DeJoni Carrington chipped in with 13 points off the bench in her debut. The Lynx are in first place in the WNBA at 25-5. They host the Mystics Friday night.
This is an important notice to all U.S. taxpayers. The IRS is giving away billions of dollars in tax savings through a federal program called the Fresh Start Initiative to aid delinquent taxpayers. This initiative was established for anyone facing financial hardship and unable to pay their back taxes. Qualifying and enrolling in this program will stop all collections, settle your delinquent tax problem, and even reduce what you owe by thousands of dollars. Call the hotline at People's Tax Relief to see if you qualify and get this free information by dialing 800-924-7415. If you have unfiled tax returns or cannot afford to pay your personal or business back taxes, you can now get the help you need. One simple phone call can resolve your tax problem and save you thousands of dollars. To see if you qualify and to get this important free information, call 800-924-7415. 800-924-7415. 800-924-7415.
The Brewers ran their win streak to five games, knocking off the Braves 7-2 in Atlanta last night. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Isaac Collins had two hits and two RBI, while Andrew Vaughn drove in a pair to extend his hitting streak to 11 games. Freddie Peralta earned the victory. He allowed a run on four hits in five innings. Manager Pat Murphy said his team was able to take advantage of Atlanta's mistakes.
Now, this is a game that easily, you know, when the other team leaves 14 on base and only scores two runs, they certainly didn't get the big hit. So we were fortunate. We got to look at that as, oof, you know, we're fortunate to take advantage of some walks, but that's who we are.
Brewers will play for the sweep tonight. Cubs lost again, falling 5-1 to the Reds. They now fall four games behind the Brewers in the National League Central. Dodgers down the Cardinals 12-4, Giants over the Pirates 8-1. Packers linebacker Quay Walker returning to full practice yesterday, returning from offseason ankle surgery. Defensive back Nate Hobbs already rehabbing his surgically repaired right knee after suffering a meniscus injury in practice. He quickly had that surgery once he found out what the problem was.
I feel like that's part of my job. You know what I'm saying? I'm a professional. I get paid to do this. So anything concerning my body, I need to try to get on right away. And I felt like it was something that we needed to do the next day or the day after. I'm like, we can do this today. Like right now, let's get it handled so I can get back.
Hobbs expected to miss 3 to 4 weeks. Former Packers running back LaShawn Johnson convicted on six felony counts related to dogfighting. Johnson surrendered 190 dogs as part of the verdict. He played for the Packers in 1994 and 1995, faces 5 years in prison and a fine of up to $250,000 with sentencing at a later date. The worldwide leader in sports making a major deal to acquire the NFL Network and other NFL media assets. A deal will include ESPN acquiring the linear rights to the league's Red Zone channel and also includes the NFL getting a 10% equity in ESPN. Phil Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm, and Chuck McDowell, definitely not an attorney. This is Chuck. Do you feel stupid for buying a timeshare? Don't. It's not your fault. You were most likely told you could rent it, and it was a great financial investment. And the deal was available today only. If this happened to you, contact your resort or Wesley Financial Group for help today.
Call Wesley now for your free exit information kit. 800-791-1313. 800-791-1313.
Forecast for today, mostly cloudy. We'll have a slight chance of a shower or storm at times throughout the day today. Highs low 80s, south winds at 5 to 10. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a 50% chance of showers and storms, light lows, upper 60s. Tomorrow, plenty of sunshine, a 40% chance of thunderstorms. We'll have highs upper 80s. And for Friday, sunshine warmer, highs low 90s. Clouds across the region this morning, Pepin 70, Plum City, Mondovi, Wabasha, Nelson, and Lake City at 65. O'Galley 64 here at WRDN. Do have some clouds at 68 with Josh Turner and Hometown Girl. It's 7:23.
She grew up around here on that southwest side where the corn grows. Up to the roadside, went to high school here, got the Panther pride. She'll be cheering them on every Friday night. Couldn't hide her beauty with a baseball cap. Couldn't help but shine with a heart like that. New York call when she turned 21. But she never forgot where she came from. I need a pretty little homegrown hometown girl. With a ribbon tied back, those waterfall curls. I've been looking all over the world. For a pretty little homegrown hometown girl. Her mama's mama was born right here. And her roots run deeper than that old town's where. She's a good girl, but she's not uptight. She can rise and shine and she can hang all night. Salt of the earth. When she gives her love, she knows what it's worth. There's a lot of pretty girls out there to meet, but there's nothing like the one right across the street. I need a pretty little crazy dream.
met a man who invented a money machine. He said, I know things are tight and times are tough, but he'd give me the machine if I give you up. I just looked him in the eye and I said, no thanks, honey, your love's better than money in the bank. Honey, your love's better than money in the bank.
Visit and support all our sponsors and tell them thank you for advertising and supporting local radio with Real Country, 1430 WRDN.
She wanna take me around the town, hit the dive bars, two-stepping on my Jordans on the dance floor. Shot of tequila, two margaritas, and talking with that southern drawl. Used to the bass and now I'm wanting a guitar. Driving the range but now I want a giddy yard. She's sipping Bud Light, singing the last night. Huh, damn, I might have fell in love. I'm Tennessee tripping, yeah, she got my head spinning like a rodeo. And yeah, that's the kind of woman make you call your friends up and say, I fell in love with a cowgirl. I'm following the curves like a bag. Say, I fell in love with a cowgirl. I follow the curves like a back road. The way she fitted in them Levi's make a man never wanna go home. I only came for a minute, now she make me wanna live it. Yeah, southern charm ain't no joke. Thank God for the cowgirl. I fell in love with a cowgirl, and I ain't coming home. Yeah, she my 24 Carrot Palomino, no, I ain't gonna let her go. I fell in love with a cowgirl. Ooh, I'm Tennessee tripping, yeah, she got my head spinning like a rodeo. And ooh, yeah, that's the type of woman make you call your friends up and say, I fell in love with a cowgirl. I'm following the curves like a back road. The way she fitted into Levi's make a man.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Parmalee and Cowgirl. And good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. 7:33, and coming up next hour, we'll have birthdays, anniversaries. If you have a birthday or anniversary you would like to announce, here at just give us a call here at the station at 715-672-8989. Or you can also drop us a message on our Facebook page as well. WRDN 1430 AM stereo and 107.3 FM. Also this morning, we'll tell you about someone's airplane. Well, it's been stolen. How do you steal an airplane? We'll tell you about that here coming up this morning as well. Also, we'll tell you about one woman in Massachusetts who was not happy with police, and we'll tell you what she did, and now she's going to be in a heap of hurt. And also, if you have a hybrid dog, you're not going to want to go to Roanoke, Virginia.
because they don't want them. We'll tell you a little bit more about that coming up this morning as well. Farm Technology Day is continuing today over at Clinton Farms just outside of Clintonville. We'll have more reports from Farm Technology Days coming up later on this morning and also during the morning farm report. We're also getting ready for the Pierce County Fair. Things get underway in earnest tomorrow morning. We will have coverage of the Hog Show, and we'll have that on our streaming video service at our website at realcountry1430.com, also on our Facebook page and YouTube channels as well. The Hog Show's tomorrow morning. Friday morning's the Beef Show. Friday evening is the Livestock Auction. And then on Saturday morning is the Dairy Show as we wrap up our county fair season here, at least locally. Of course, last night was National Night Out. Understand there's very nice crowds at all of the National Nights Out, especially here in Durand as well. I was, of course, over at Farm Technology Days and on my way home when National Night Out was going on. But congratulations to everyone organizing National Night Out. Hopefully you had a chance to enjoy some of the festivities with all of that. On the way, looks like that wildfire smoke will slowly begin to finally get out of here, and we could even see some showers as well. We have our ag weather, or we have our regular forecast here coming up.
Take a deep breath in. Ground yourself in this moment. What do you hear? That's the sound of a juicy steak being cooked to perfection that provides 10 essential nutrients like protein, iron, and B vitamins to support your well-being. Delicious and nutritious. You really can have it all. Check out beefitswhatsfordinner.com for recipes.
Funded by the Wisconsin Beef Council and the Beef Checkoff.
Are you having a party or event and need a place to rent? Well, why not try the Riverview Community and Senior Center in Durand? That's right. The Riverview Community Center is available to rent for individuals or groups. The center has a kitchen, tables, and chairs that you can use for your event. There's parking for your guests, and the cost is very affordable. A minimum of 2 hours is required. Call 672-4101 for availability. The Riverview Community and Senior Center, 606 West Madison Street, Durand.
Now's the time of year when most propane companies send out contracts for next year. But before you make a commitment, ask yourself, are you happy with the service you received? I mean, it's easy now, but what about during the coldest days of winter? Chippewa Valley Energy provides propane and fuel to over 13 counties in western Wisconsin. Most importantly, Chippewa Valley Energy brings you dependable deliveries with 24-hour service, no matter what the weather. And when it comes to home heat, Chippewa Valley Energy features a scheduled delivery program perfect for today's lifestyle. Visit their Facebook page or website, ChippewaValleyEnergy.com. Your energy choice made easy. Chippewa Valley Energy.
Forecast for today, mostly cloudy. We'll have a slight chance of a shower or storm at times throughout the day. Highs low 80s, south winds at 5 to 10. Tonight, mostly cloudy, 50% chance of showers or storms late, lows upper 60s. Tomorrow, sunny, 40% chance of thunderstorms, highs upper 80s. Friday, sunny, warmer, highs low 90s. Clouds across the region this morning, Pepin at 70. Plum City, Mondovi, Wabasha, Nelson, and Lake City all at 65. O'Galley, 64 here at WRDN. Clouds, 68. With Tricia Yearwood, and she's in love with the boy. It's 737.
Katie's sitting on a roll front porch, watching the chickens peck the ground. There ain't a whole lot going on tonight in this one-horse town. Over yonder, coming up the road in a beat-up Chevy truck, her boyfriend Tommy is laying on the horn, splashing through the mud and the muck. Her daddy says he ain't worth a lick. When it comes to brains, he got the short end of the stick. But Katie's young and man, she just don't care. She'd follow Tommy anywhere. She's in love with the boy. She's in love with the boy. She's in love with the boy. And even if they have to run away, she's gonna marry that boy someday.
slip something on the head. He says my high school ring will have to do till I can buy a wedding band. Her daddy says he ain't worth a lick. When it comes to brains, he got the short end of the stick. But Katie's young and then she just don't care. She'd follow Tommy anywhere. She's in love with the boy. She's in love with the boy. She's in love with the boy. And even if they have to run away, she's gonna marry that boy someday. Her daddy's waiting up till 12:30 when they come sneaking up the wall. He says, young lady, get on up to your room while me and Junior have a talk. Mama breaks in and says, don't lose your temper. It wasn't very long ago. You yourself was just a hayseed plowboy who didn't have a road to hoe. My daddy said you wasn't worth a lick. When it came to brains, you got the short end of the stick. But he was wrong, and honey, you are too. Katie looks at Tommy like I still look at you. She's in love with the boy. She's in love with the boy. She's in love with the boy. What's meant to be.
Portland area with local news, weather, and sports.
Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
WRDN.
Mama knows the highway by the sun. When she hears a good one, she always sings along. She don't ever worry about what's gone. She says, good country music will never steer you wrong. She talks to the truckers with the lights. Maybe just a little bit more on Saturday night. She knows a good road to paradise. That's just enough to keep the highway bright. Yeah, mama knows the highway now by heart. She can see the rain before it starts. Clear through a windshield full of stars. Mama knows the highway now by heart. She can tell Wyoming by the wind. She can tell another trucker by the rig that he's in. She knows she knows where the real South begins. Well, mama knows the highway now by heart. She can see the rain before it starts. Looking clear through a windshield full of stars. Mama knows the highway now by heart.
Make a Chevy slow down. And I just ride midnight, sorry, my turn to buy around. Bloody Mary's an aspirin, don't give a hang, oh, one hell of a fact. But my remedy for hand of man, the hands of time. You sing a sing in Hollywood nights, even the losers get lucky sometimes. A paradise. Hands of time. My go-to game day jersey's always
guess I find a little small town. Church pew, yeah. After work, I like to put my elbows up on a bar. And girl, I turn on the speakers when I need to speak to this old heart. And it's a back and black, shoot me all night long. You be love, redemption song. Looking back, home sweet home, I'm where I belong. Ain't nothing wrong. Trying to hang on as the song rolls like gravity pulls on the grains of sand. We take our licks, life takes its toll. We say thanks, and we fold our hands. And it's amazing grace, how sweet the sound. Sunday morning coming down. Tuesday's gone, green grass at home. I come to the God.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRD and Eric Church. Hands of Time at 7:51. I'm Brian Winnikins. This reminder, we kick off our fall sports season in just a few weeks, August 22nd. Durand, Arkansas, I will be at Spring Valley in boys football. We'll have that game for you on August 22nd with the pregame at about, 6:45 and kickoff at 7 o'clock. Yeah. Amazing. It's like, where did summer go? Yeah, but as we kick off our fall sports season, again, coming up on August 22nd. Well, here's something that hopefully will never happen at Maxville International Airport. Police in El Monte, California announced the recovery of a stolen plane, but it's a twist. Okay, it's good that the plane was recovered, but the owner of the plane says it's the second time that the plane was stolen in a week. Dude. You're going to have to, lock the plane up or something. How do you lock up a plane to make sure no one steals it? The small plane was stolen from Brackett Field Sunday afternoon. Security guard found it parked outside of a hangar later that night. The same plane had been stolen from Corona Municipal Airport last week. Oh, and by the way, the suspect or suspects who stole and flew the plane away, they're still on the loose. Looking for their next plane, I bet.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB. Bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durand Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durand Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
You're invited to the Pierce County Fair this Thursday through Sunday at the fairgrounds in Ellsworth. Enjoy the Light Up the Sky drone show Thursday night at 9. A salute to Elvis with Brad Boyce is Friday at 7. And the Big Demolition Derby is Saturday night at 5. Of course, there's all the commercial exhibits and fair animals. And Senior Day is Sunday. Enjoy rides and fair food with Mr. Ed's Carnival all 4 days.
Food, fun, animals, and more during the Pierce County Fair, Thursday through Sunday in Ellsworth.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, the timeshare cancellation guy. In 2011, I founded Wesley Financial Group with one goal in mind, to help honest folks out of their timeshares permanently. Today, I run Wesley with my two sons, a real family business, treating every client and every employee like we'd want our own family treated. That philosophy has helped us grow into the largest, most trusted timeshare cancellation company in the United States. Fortune magazine even recognized us as one of the best places to work. Why? Because we genuinely care. In fact, some of our former clients were so moved by their experience working with us, they joined our team so they could help others to timeshare freedom. If you're stuck in a timeshare, give us a call. Let our family help your family.
Call Wesley now for your free timeshare exit kit. 800-885-9700. 800-885-9700. That's 800-885-9700.
Real country.
Real country.
1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
The cowgirls do.
About your church and your head when it hurts. We talk about the troubles you've been having with your brother, about your daddy and your mother and your crazy ex-lover. We talk about your friends and the places that you've been. We talk about your skin and the dimples on your chin, the polish on your toes and the run in your holes, and God knows we're gonna talk about your clothes. You know talking about you makes me smile, but every once in a while I want to talk about me, want to talk about I, want to talk about number one. Oh my, me, my, what I think, what I like, what I know, what I want, what I see. I like talking about you, 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 you,
talk about me. I want to talk about me. We talk about your dreams and we talk about your schemes, your high school team and your moisturizer cream. We talk about your Nana up in Muncie, Indiana. We talk about your grandma down in Alabama. We talk about you guys of every shape and size, the ones that you despise and the ones you idolize. We talk about your heart, about your brains and your smarts and your medical charts and when you start. You know talking about you makes me grin. But every now and then, I want to talk about me, want to talk about I, want to talk about number one. Oh my, me, my, what I think, what I like, what I know, what I want, what I see. I like talking about you, you usually. But occasionally, I want to talk about me. 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 Want to talk about I. Want to talk about number one. Oh, my, me, my. What I think, what I like, what I know, what I want, what I see.